Good morning. So whenever I read this gospel about Jesus, the Good Shepherd, it always has a special meaning for me when I was a child, when I was a kid. But this gospel also has a twist in it and an important message for really every one of us. So some of you might know that I grew up in a very small town at that time called Thousand Oaks, very small village back then, in Ventura County. Only a few thousand people lived there, but it was surrounded by fields in which there were many, many flocks of sheep. There were more sheep than people. And I remember one time I was walking over a hill and I looked out and there was a huge flock of thousands of sheep in front of me. It's really kind of interesting. They were all munching on the grass and eating. And in the middle was the shepherd sitting down having lunch. So I was just kind of watching this scene. And then all of a sudden, the shepherd stood up and started to walk. And almost instantly, every single sheep picked up their head, looked at the shepherd, and started walking. The shepherd didn't say anything, didn't give any commands. There were no dogs that I saw. The shepherd simply started walking, and all of the sheep instantly started following. So why is that? Well, there's actually two reasons. One is, sheep are the most frightened animals of all. They're extremely timid. If they had seen me, they would have run away. But they're just, if a leaf falls from a tree, they run away. And they run to the shepherd. And why do they follow the shepherd? Because the shepherd has a good track record of always finding the right grass and the right water. Always finding exactly what the sheep need. The sheep know that that shepherd has their best interests at heart. It really is a quite remarkable scene that the sheep automatically follow that shepherd because of what the shepherd can provide. But here's the interesting thing about this gospel when Jesus presents himself as the good shepherd. He is saying, I am the good shepherd, and I am calling you to follow me, not as sheep. I'm calling you to follow me as a shepherd. I'm asking you to walk in my footsteps and to be what I am, to be a shepherd yourself. It'd be like parents in a family saying, I would like you to follow me into this business. I would like you to follow me to be a carpenter or a painter or a plumber or a lawyer. Never a lawyer, but just kidding. to follow me into my career. So Jesus is saying, follow me in my role as a shepherd. I don't want you to be frightened. I don't want you to be timid. I don't want you to be scared of the wolves. I want you to be courageous and compassionate like the shepherd is. You know, that doesn't mean shouting orders or barking commands at the people around you, but every one of us here, you find yourself in some group of people, whether it's your family, your neighborhood, where you work, maybe your school, you have people around you. And wouldn't it be wonderful if people saw you as a leader, not someone who barks orders, but someone who always has the other people's best interests at heart, who always has something wise to say, who always leads people in the right direction and not leads them in the wrong direction, doesn't get involved in gossip or rumor mongering, but always leads people in the right path. Wouldn't it be wonderful if everyone saw you as that good shepherd in your family, at your work, in your neighborhood, or wherever you are? And every one of us can do that by calling upon the grace that we can receive at this Mass itself. You know, we have really good shepherds here at St. Bruno. We have wonderful teachers of our First Holy Communion program, our Confirmation program, our St. Bruno school. Last few weeks ago, we had over 100 people receive the Sacrament of Confirmation. In the next few weeks, we'll have over 100 young people receive First Communion for the first time. We have over 300 kids in our school. We have wonderful people who are taking on that role of being a good shepherd. And this gospel invites us not to be a sheep, not to be frightened, not to be afraid, but to take on that role of being a spiritual leader wherever you may find yourself. And wouldn't it be wonderful for you to feel that other people are looking to you and will always say that you were the good shepherd in my life.